You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Molly Wood, in for Lizzie O'Leary. On this show, we often like to talk with musicians and actors and writers, other notable people, about work and money. They kindly agree to share their stories and the lessons they've learned, and we call it the Marketplace Quiz. Producer Haley Hirschman has this week's guest, and apologies to the Dos Equis guy, but this is the real most interesting man in the world.
Hi, I'm Anthony Bourdain. I have a show called Parts Unknown. I write books now and again, and I eat a lot.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
Loneliness, separation from my daughter, existential despair. I'm on the road about 250 days a year. I stay in a lot of beautiful places and look out the window at a lot of beautiful views, but I'm usually alone.
What is something that you bought that you now completely regret buying?
I ate at Johnny Rockets in an airport once, and it opened up an abyss of depression and self-loathing, a spiral of self-hatred, rage, and despair that lasted weeks. So yes, that one Johnny Rockets burger was easily the purchase that I regret more than anything in memory.
Do you remember what you had?
I ordered a cheeseburger, and it was delivered with such utter contempt and lack of care that I just, for a time, made me fear for the entire human race and the future of the planet. I mean, it doesn't take much to set me off, obviously. Yeah.
When did you realize that being a food enthusiast could be an actual career?
I guess I'd written Kitchen Confidential. I was still, I thought it would be delusional to expect that I could ever make a living writing. I mean, that's not a reasonable expectation. I was 44 years old. I was still dunking French fries for a living. But after a few months of keeping the job, because I figured this can't last, it just kept going and going. And the restaurant was filled with journalists all the time and people were offering me things. And eventually I reached this point where I thought, if I'm not really stupid and I don't screw up, I might actually be able to make a living doing this for a while. I mean, in the back of my head, I always figured I could go back to brunch. I can always cook brunch. I hate cooking brunch, but I'm good at it. And it's very difficult to find somebody who can crank out, 300 omelets and eggs bennies on a Sunday morning for a bunch of, hungover people who slept together the previous night and now hate each other and are looking for a venue where they can break up without awkwardness. But I'm your guy.
What is your most prized possession?
My most prized possession, like a physical object, is probably my knife made by Bob Kramer. He handmade me a knife, and it is the most terrifyingly expensive, beautiful object that I own. I'm almost afraid to use it. It's so gorgeous. I mean, he makes his own steel. There's meteorite in there somewhere. It probably, you could buy a sports car for what it cost. But it is the single most beautiful physical object I own. It is a knife of the gods. It's too beautiful to even look at without just searing a hole right into your soul. I'm afraid that even talking about it, I'm making it dull somehow.
Oh, we'll move on. What was your first job?
My first job was painting a funhouse, murals in a funhouse at Palisades Amusement Park in New Jersey. I did a really bad job, but that was my first exposure. And then Bicycle Messenger in Manhattan.
Okay.
I did that a lot, when I was off from school.
What is something everyone should own no matter the cost?
Everyone should own a decent chef knife. It doesn't have to be a really expensive one, but a decent one. One that they keep sharp, treat with respect, and know how to use with some degree of competency. Everyone should cook. Everyone should know how to feed themselves, a few basic things. Everyone should know how to make an omelet competently for another person. Everyone should know how to roast a chicken, how to properly rest a steak, a few other basic things. Otherwise, we're lost.
What advice do you wish someone had given you before you started your career?
Well, look, all I can tell you is this. The most important lesson I ever learned in life that's carried me through everything I do, I learned as a dishwasher. It's really simple. Show up on time, always. Show people that you work with and work for the respect of doing what you said you were going to do, which is, you said you were going to show up at 9 o'clock? Show up at 9 o'clock. It says everything about you. If you do that every day, you show yourself to be the sort of person worth trusting and investing time and effort in and friendship and all those other things. If you don't show up on time, it's already a slippery slope.
Anthony Bourdain's cookbook, Appetites, is in stores now.